Florida Atlantic, playing in just its second NCAA tournament, moved within a victory of the Final Four by using a second-half push, led by Michael Forrest to beat fourth-seeded Tennessee 62-55. The ninth-seeded Owls will play third-seeded Kansas State in the East Region Final at Madison Square Garden. And Marquise Noel broke the NCAA tournament record for assists in a game with 19. His last two unspectacular passes in the final minute of overtime as Kansas State knocked up Michigan State 98-93. Playing in his hometown and fighting through a second-half ankle injury, Noel found Keontae Johnson for a reverse alley-oop with 52 seconds left in overtime to give the Wildcats the lead for good in this back-and-forth each regional semifinal. Noel finished with 20 points and 5 steals. Elsewhere in the NCAA men's tournament last night, it was Gonzaga rallying back to beat UCLA 79-76 and UConn down to Arkansas 88-65. Schedule for today, Alabama battles at San Diego State, Houston takes on Miami, Princeton will score off with Creighton, and it'll be Xavier against Texas. Todd Bontrager still leading our bracket challenge with the coaches on the rewind thing. He's right now in first place. He's got a 40-point lead over Ashley Kaler of Glidden-Rost, along with Gene Rasmussen of Icahn Manning and Caitlin McAllister of Coon Rapids at Bayard. Now sitting in fifth place is Katie Cook of the Carolina Tigers. Sixth place goes to Clive Clark of South Central Calhoun. Nick Brinks from Carroll Broadcasting, along with Andrew Klink of Kemper, sitting in seventh place. In ninth place is Doug Waniger. Of course, he helps out the radio station. Terry Kaspabauer also tied with Doug in ninth place with 410 points. With 400 points is John Ryan, along with Corey Meyer with 390 points. It's Jeff Honold, Randy Beeson with 380 points. It's Darren Miller and myself with 370 points. It's Kurt Bada with 360 points. It's Jason Phillips, last year's winner, and Tyler Bruner. And then with 350 points, it's Sean Minahan, and bringing up the basement right now, Tom Hawkapp sitting with 280 points. Iowa State was quick to say that its miserable shooting performance in the NCAA tournament had nothing to do with some wonky rims in Greensboro, North Carolina. Nevertheless, the Cyclones were among the many teams that struggled during the opening weekend, especially from the three-point line. In fact, the shooting percentage from beyond the arc is on pace to set a record low since it was added for the 1987 tournament. Division I team shot at a 34% clip from three during the regular season, or nearly 3% better than they have during the big dance. And eight of 68 teams have had their worst three-point shooting games of the season during the NCAA tournament. Caitlin Clark's second-seeded Iowa squad is the only one of the top four teams in the Seattle 4 regional to make its way west. Number 5 Louisville, number 6 Colorado, and number 8 Mississippi knocked off the top seeds on their home courts to reach the regional semifinals. The Hawkeyes will face the Buffaloes in the first semifinal tonight. The Cardinals play the Rebels in the other one. Sweet 16 experience could be a factor in both matchups. Louisville and Iowa are recent regulars, while Ole Miss is making its first appearance since 2007 in Colorado for the first time in 20 years. Rest of the NCAA women's scheduled tonight, Miami is taking on Villanova, and it'll be LSU against Utah. Women's NIT last night, Kansas defeated Nebraska 64-55. It was Bowling Green over Memphis 73-60. Harvard down Rhode Island 74-63. Florida over Clemson 73-63. And Oregon knocked off San Diego 81-61. Rory McIlroy is really digging the long ball at the Dutch Dell match play. He capped off his victory against Denny McCarthy by driving 375 yards in the closing hole to just inside 4 feet for an eagle that was conceded. It was a brilliant display of power at Austin at Country Club. McIlroy is leading a parade of undefeated top seeds into the final round of group play. Defending champion Scott Scheffler, Patrick Cantley, Max Homa, and Xander Schauffele also are 2-0 going into Friday. They still have work to do. That's not the case for the 20 players who have already been eliminated. NBA scoreboard last night, Orlando over New York, 111-106. Cleveland down Brooklyn, 116-114. New Orleans over Charlotte, 115-96. And the Clippers rolled by Oklahoma City, 127-105. Carroll girls and boys at track teams hosting their early bird meet tonight. Kemper girls and boys will run and participate in that as well. Field events at 4:30, with the running events beginning at 5 o'clock tonight. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.